My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think just familiarity kind of with, you know, where to go, where to be, a better routine, just that experience of just having a year under the belt.
How much of a difference does that make, like, freeing you up to focus on play golf and stuff like that, and just, like, you know, the little things of, like, oh, I know the cafeteria.
Yeah, I think it's just you have a better understanding of kind of everything, so you can focus on recovery more, and you're not kind of just like worrying about, okay, where do I have to be here, where do I have to be there. So I wouldn't say makes camp more comfortable, but kind of just easier to kind of to go around. And I'm allowed to have a bike this year, which is pretty cool, so makes it a little bit easier to get down to the training room and hop in line first.
Do you feel like your rapport on the field with Josh is just continuing to grow?
Absolutely. I think, you know, each rep you get with him, each pass you catch from him just kind of builds on that. Spent a lot of time with him, too, this off season, so I think that also, you know, helps build that chemistry that translates on the field.
Even, I guess, you were saying that, like, you opened up a bit more to him. What was that like of just kind of, you know, more on building that chemistry?
It's awesome. I mean, you want to have a great connection with your quarterback, and it's pretty easy to have a great connection with Josh just because he's a good guy. And it's like, you know, any golf trip he asked me to go on, I kind of just say yes and don't really ask any questions after that. And it's been a lot of fun just kind of getting to know him a lot more.
Where's the best place you play?
It's a tough question. We played some pretty cool spots. Checked a lot of places off the bucket list. Pine Valley's up there. I mean, it's one of the best golf courses in the world. So being able to go there and have that experience with him was awesome.
Who wins?
He's better than me for sure. His handicap index is a lot lower. And I've seen him play some really good golf, but I've seen him play some bad golf as well.
So just being more comfortable here in your two pitching offense and around Josh, what does that look like in practice? How does that play out? Yesterday you had some awesome catches in the red zone for touchdowns.
I think it's just that chemistry, and just kind of being more comfortable out there, you know, knowing where I need to be and understanding the playbook a lot more makes it a lot easier, because now I can look at the defense and see what they're doing and understand their leverage, and just trying to, you know, be more of a leader as well going into the second year, because we got a lot of new guys on the team. So I think it's translated well. We did a lot together during OTAs, and we've just got a really good group of guys.
Joe Gray says you understand a lot from offense and how defenses are, what they look like, what they're going to do. Does that easy to you?
I think it's just with experience. I think the more reps you get and the more time you get actually like playing the game and being on the field, and I mean, as a rookie, they call it being thrown to the fire a little bit. I think that only makes you better. because you just kind of have to learn it. You're out there and you have to figure it out, and you got experience that kind of builds on it, and the more you see something, the easier it is to understand.
What's your leadership style?
I'd say I definitely lead more by example. I'm definitely working on being more of a vocal leader, but we have a lot of great leaders on this team, so I think it's definitely looking to those guys and seeing how they lead and how people best respond to that, and just kind of trying to implement that into your own style.
High expectations for you this year. A lot of people expecting you to lead this offense in terms of pass catching. How have you dealt with those expectations going into the second season?
I don't really tend to look at the outside noise. That's something we preach a lot on this team. I'm just out there to do my job and catch the ball when it's thrown my way. And, you know, our saying is everybody eats on this offense, and everybody is going to eat. So if it's a game I catch 10 passes, awesome. If it's a game I catch 0 passes, it's awesome, as long as we're winning.
Having said that, though, with the experience that you talk about and the chemistry that you've developed with Josh, how prepared do you feel that if you have more thrown onto your plate this season, that you're prepared to handle that?
I feel pretty good. Again, it's just, you know, spending that time with Josh and having that chemistry and just being on the same page with him. And I feel like, as camp goes on, you know, we're going to have good days, we're going to have bad days, but just building upon it and just, you know, just staying at a consistent pace.
What are some of the goals and expectations you set for yourself?
I've set some personal goals. I'll kind of keep those to myself, just stuff written on my mirror at home, but you know, obviously as a team, we want to make the playoffs first, and then, you know, after the playoffs, go win the Super Bowl.
This is a time in the NFL where a lot of great tight ends. How much do you study those guys, or do you seek out advice from some of the greats in
the NFL? It's awesome. I mean, there's a lot of good tight ends in this league, especially now. And I think all tight ends are kind of similar in, you know, the sense – looking in the room we're in now, it's all great people. At the college level, it was always great people. Then you kind of look across the league, and there's a lot of good guys playing right now. And tight end U is obviously something that's been held and being consistent, and Kittle and Olsen and Kelsey putting that on. But those guys are also, you know, I ran across George this offseason and was talking to him for an hour, and he's shedding his advice. So it's cool to see those older guys, you know, wanting the next generation of guys to succeed in this league.
Joe Brady said today that as an offense, he wants you guys to be messing up right now. He wants you to be working through things. How is that helpful as a group when you've got a lot of new faces here?
This is the time to do it. This is the time to try new things and make mistakes. You don't want to have too many mental errors out there, you know, playbook-wise, but if you're trying a different technique or something different in your playing style, this is the time to do it and see if, you know, it works or if it doesn't work.
And then, obviously, there's a lot of new faces, a lot of guys bring something different to the table. How can that help you as a tight end when you have all these different kind of guys in one season?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, the more weapons there are, the defense has to acknowledge that and prepare for it. And we've got some solid weapons in the receiver room, so obviously it just kind of makes it different or difficult for defenses to kind of game plan that. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.